99.7 and 1450 WHTC now presents the Hope Sports Report for this Monday, January 16th. Alan Babbitt joins us as he does weekday mornings at this time. Alan, good morning. And to use a line from the late Desi Arnaz, what happened, Lucy, over at the Albion? Certainly a good win for the Flying Dutchman, but for the Flying Dutch, hello there.
Yeah, tough place to play every once in a while. The Britons get us, and both men's and women's basketball, thankfully, it was just one basketball team losing on Saturday, but a split decision. We'll start with the men. Flying Dutchman bounced back after a very tough loss. I don't even want to repeat the score to Calvin on Wednesday in the rivalry at home, but the Flying Dutchman bounced back with a big win of their own, defeating the Britons 91-67 Saturday evening at Kresge Gymnasium. Flying Dutchman broke open the game by finishing the half on a 16-1 run, led 42-28 in halftime, and built on their lead after that, shooting 51.6% from the field, including nearly 48% from three-point range. Just really played better despite some more changes in the lineup due to injury. But the Flying Dutchman, led by Evan Thomas, played his best game since returning from his injury, 26 points. Gabe Quillen had 20 points as well for the Flying Dutchman. Clayton Dykhouse, Zionese product, 12 points, but more importantly, 9 assists to 1 turnover, nearly flawless point guard play for the Flying Dutchman. Ben Wagar pressed into the starting lineup. The 6'7 sophomore from Petoskey added 9 points and 6 rebounds and really caused some problems potentially for the Flying Dutchman. Hope will look to get a second win in a row on Wednesday night at DeVos Fieldhouse as they host Adrian College for an 8 p.m. tip. That win keeps the Flying Dutchman tied for third place. Went into the day, 6 teams tied for third. Now there are only 2, Hope and Olivet. Flying Dutch, suffered their second loss of the season and fell 2 games back of first place in the MIAA race after losing at Albion 69-53 on Saturday. Flying Dutch struggled offensively, shooting 27.3% from the field. Got out-rebounded as well. Just not able to match the Britons, who took control with a 14-6 second quarter that gave them a 31-18 halftime lead. Flying Dutch led by Savannah Feenstra's 21 points and Ella McKinney's 12 points. Hope look to rebound this Wednesday at the DeVos Fieldhouse, 6 o'clock against St. Mary's College. Starting to get the full swing of winter sports back in action, and that was the case. The Flying Dutch is on a Tucker class clock, the fastest indoor mile for women in NCAA Division III indoor track and field on Saturday as she raced individually at the University of Michigan. Time of 56.98 seconds, fastest time in the country by just about a second. So congratulations to Anna. The senior continues a strong career for the Flying Dutch. And a great trip down to Kalamazoo for the Hope College men's and women's swimming and diving teams. Both teams won the Michigan-Illinois Quad on Saturday. This is an annual event. On the women's side, the 12th-ranked Flying Dutch dominated with 669 points and finished 247 points ahead of the field. Junior Delaney Wesselick led the Flying Dutch by winning the 50 freestyle and the 100 freestyle for her as well. A lot of great performances, 8 first-place efforts for the Flying Dutch in the pool. And then on the men's side, the 17th-ranked Flying Dutch also dominated, winning 6 events and a total of 639 points. Flying Dutchman finished 124 points ahead of the field in that contest. Hope led by a 1-2-3 finish in the 200 butterfly. Alex Borsma, the sophomore from West Ottawa, won the event and is followed by 2 seniors, J.T. Neeson and Ted Lockett. Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman will be back in action. Their second and final home meet of the season this Friday at 6 o'clock at Holland Aquatic Center as they will take on Kalamazoo College again as well as Olivet. So a great season continues in the pool for head coach Jake Tabor and his men's and women's swimming and diving teams.
Alan, as always, thank you very much for the update, and hopefully all goes well for Dan tomorrow, and they'll be able to chat with you then. If not, we'll do this again tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Gary. Go.
Thank you very much, Alan Babbitt, the Hope Sports Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.